Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP, and it is a Red October. Good morning on this Thursday morning as we get you set, obviously, for the start of the Phillies playoffs. We're really going to start cranking that up now because we're now just 2 days away. Now, look, we don't know who they're going to play. So last night, the Brewers beat the Mets. So that series goes to a game three today, and the winner of that series will obviously face the Phillies now in just 2 days at Citizens Bank Park. So a lot on the Phillies today as we broadcast from Chickies and Pete's. Always wonderful, wonderful to be at Chickies and Pete's. We expect a big, hopefully huge crowd out here today as we broadcast right now the start of a 13.5-hour broadcast. Now, for us, just 4 hours, all right? We got to pace ourselves. But the rest of the shows will hop in over the next many hours. We have a big show today. Look, a lot of Eagles on the table, that's no doubt. All right, we don't push that off the table. There's a lot of issues there. We also have a big show just from a guest standpoint, which will include, in part, Jason Kelce at 7:30 for an hour, Rob Thompson at 8 o'clock. Obviously, we'll be looking for decisions or answers on decisions from Rob Thompson. We'll see if he's ready to commit on Game 2 starter and more. So all of it with you on the table today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich, how are you, pal?
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Charles Darwin created the modern office chair.
That's a great invention.
Really?
It's amazing. 1840, he took the legs off his chair and jammed the wheeled legs off his bed onto his chair.
Wow.
That's so he cool. could move more quickly from specimen to specimen.
Yeah.
And that's it was just good. An innovation that was more convenient for him, and the modern rolling office chair was born in Charles Darwin's lab.
That's really cool, man.
Great
I like
fact.
That. Him, Jefferson, a couple guys were just
actually, above Jefferson the norm. Contributed Franklin. To the office chair as well.
Really?
Maybe that'll be
for
tomorrow.
What are the odds of that? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they were resourceful, those folks.
Innovators.
Right. So as we broadcast from Chickies today, let me remind you that this is like the destination for all postseason action. Chickies and Pete's, obviously, throughout the Delaware Valley. This one in South Philadelphia, obviously, in particular, being so close to the ballpark. So we as a radio station, always happy and proud for our association with Chickies and Pete's. We'd encourage you to be here today. Please join us today here, if you can, obviously, on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. All right, let's crank this up, guys. So it is Red October. For the Phillies, it starts in 2 days. I really want to hear from people out of the gate and throughout the show your sense of anticipation, excitement, enthusiasm, nervousness. It's not an unwarranted feeling. It's been a really fun season. They had a funky, you know, 2 months in there at a certain point, but for the most part, a phenomenal season. Obviously, a season, you know, one of their greats ever. They didn't get to the 100 wins, but they easily won the National League East. They have a bye. I mean, we all know what the last 2 years have been in October, both with the good and the bad. I mean, we've seen it. So the good was really great the last 2 years, and the bad was really tough at the end when they lost. So your sense of this whole thing at 215-592-9494. So we want to hear from you on that. And also, you know, the decisions that need to be made, because there are some big decisions that need to be made. Now, John, let's just start with the enthusiasm aspect. I mean, Seltzer, I don't need to ask you, right?
No, okay. No, you know where I'm at.
Rhea, you were talking yesterday about watching the game. Was it with your mom?
Oh, yeah, my mom.
In 1980?
Yes.
So you know, like, this is in our blood.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, when I grew up, we were more of a baseball town mm-hmm. than we were a football town. Mm-hmm. So I've always been, you know, baseball was my first love when it came to sports. So I just always think back to that. It's just, yeah. It's a great time, and now I get to do it with my kid, which is
That's
pretty cool.
Nice.
And to your point, Joe, six most wins in franchise history this year.
Yeah, no, it was great. And look, the Phillies, when I say in our blood, I mean, they're the longest tenured organization in town, by far, by the way. You know, the Eagles started in 1933, Phillies started in 1883. So the bottom line is, like, I mean, John, this is a huge part of our DNA, and we've got a shot as a fan base in the next 4 weeks, John.
Yeah.
To have a championship, which we don't get often around here.
It's amazing. I'm speaking for myself. I think we are less nervous. I feel less nerves about this baseball team this year because of, I guess you could say, the trials and tribulations that we've all sort of suffered along with this team over the last couple years. I feel less doubtful. I feel like we're more intentional fans or something. Like, prepared to weather a few storms here and there, or like an inevitable dry spell. I do feel prepared to weather a postseason, not just a game, not just a series or two. Like, I am ready to go the distance here. It feels like that's where we are, you know, like it's time. And so I need to get my brain in that mode.
I agree with that. It is time.
Yeah. Like, my brain is in long distance. Like, this is, we're going the distance mode. And I love that I feel that way as a fan. And I think that's better. I think we as fans are in a better place. I love that this team feels like it's in a better place.
I do think it's the best group they've had. Let me just address that. So in the 3 years they made, and again, phone lines there for you, wide open, your sense of enthusiasm, excitement, anticipation, the whole shebang, and the decisions, and we'll get to them in just a moment, 215-592-9494. So I do feel really confident that entering the postseason, this is the best Phillies group of the last three. Now, I would feel better if Ranger was more, you know, Ranger from a bunch of months ago.
Recent developments have me swooning over our pitching in ways that
strong.
I did not expect.
It's really strong.
But I still feel really good about the pitching.
Look, it's the best bullpen.
Different.
It's the best bullpen they've had.
Easily.
Okay. Easily the best bullpen. And I think it's right there rivaling the 08 Phillies. Now, not closer spot, but 08 Phillies was really deep in bullpen, five or six guys. This group is as well. That's great, okay? Now, we know the hitters can be inconsistent. We know that. And that's why, you know, as is always the case, the main thing is going to be your starting pitchers. And we look toward Mr. Wheeler and Nola and Sanchez and Suarez because they're the guys. Now, look, so too is Bryce Harper as the guy that hits third. But he's going to need help behind him. Last year, it was great until it wasn't, meaning everybody was hitting last year until everybody except basically Bryce stopped hitting. And if you remember, in that final series, they were pitching around Bryce, and the four-hole hitter was Boehm, and nobody could get a hit. And they got to figure that out. Now, speaking of things they got to figure out, let's get to some of the key decisions entering the playoffs right out of the gate. And there are more than just these three. There really are. But I think these are probably the biggest three, because I really don't expect a change at who's the closer. I really don't. Okay. Here are the big three. Right out of the gate, Nola or Sanchez game two. Now, we had a poll result yesterday, in which 55% of respondents, and we get thousands of respondents on these polls, 55% said Nola, 45% said Sanchez. Now, let me just say, on behalf of the Nola people, okay, and I'm one of them, I think he's the right guy because I just think he's better, and I just trust him more. Like, that's, if I could just combine it, he's better and I trust him more, and I want him to pitch more often than Sanchez because I think he's better and I trust him more. But I am struck by two things. One, 45% of people yesterday said Sanchez. And two, and we'll get to the audio of Rob Thompson, listening to him yesterday while he did not commit, I would tell you my interpretation is I think he's leaning Sanchez, which surprises me. Now, remind me from yesterday, guys, who amongst us is a Sanchez?
Me.
All right, yeah. Rhea, yeah. Give me the argument for Sanchez.
Well, it's real simple. I mean, it's just it's the home and road, you know, road splits. It's like three runs. So to me, I just feel much better about him being in that ballpark as opposed to being in a hostile place because he doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. Nola can pitch anywhere.
Can pitch anywhere. That is true.
And Nola doesn't strike me as the type of guy who's going to get upset if they say, listen, we're going to go with Sanchez.
You mean he's not going to pull a Devin White and not get on the team plane?
Correct. I think he'll be like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's just how he is.
I agree with that.
And that's a great aspect about him.
All right, so this is a big one. Get on the record because, like, we might find out at 8 o'clock when Rob Thompson joins us today what the decision is. So we might only have two more hours until that decision
is known. Breaking news at 8 a.m.
Maybe. What do you want it to be? Nola or Sanchez, 215-592-9494. Now let's tackle second base. So the last couple years, it was Stott, and it was more Stott, okay? And it should have been. But this year, he really struggled against lefties. And pretty early on, Rob Thompson's like, all right, Sosa against lefties. Yesterday in our poll, 56% say Stott against lefties, 44% say Sosa against lefties. John, which should it be?
Man, you know, this tears my heart out. I am a Bryson Stott fan through and through, and I'm just stunned at the way this season went, that he was removed, essentially.
It was a disappointment. Well, he struggled.
Because of his performance.
Yeah.
I mean, it was deserved. It floors me that it got that bad.
Which should it be? He's got 2 days to make a decision. Maybe a little longer. Depends what team plays and who starts. But bottom line is, in the next couple of days, who should start? John?
I love Bryson Stott's defense. I think that what we've been doing, which is the platoon thing where it's against a lefty, you've got Sosa there.
Sosa?
I'm okay with Sosa being there.
I am
there.
Too.
I'm okay with using the guys on your roster that you've got at your availability. Like, get those guys rolling through. Use them both.
All right. So that's a big one.
Further notice.
So I want to hear from people on Stott and Sosa because that was very split yesterday. All right, let's get to decision three. Center field against the lefty. Now, this has been not great this year, okay? Marsh has struggled against lefties. Rojas has struggled against anyone. Yesterday in the poll, Rojas 53% against the lefty. Marsh 47%. James, who should it be?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Honestly, this is the toughest of the decisions for me. I feel very confident in the other two. In this one, I've gone back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think it should be Johan Rojas. I think it probably will be Johan Rojas. But again, this is, of all the three, the one where I don't feel incredibly strongly about it. But I would go Johan Rojas this
time. All right, so look, that one on the table as well. Plus, I want to throw a fourth thing in here. Cleanup hitter. The main guy that protects Bryce Harper. You got three choices. You got Bohm, you got JT, you got Castellanos. Bohm, JT, Castellanos.
You know, Casty John, hit two home runs in their simulated game yesterday.
And he's been the hottest lately.
I know. Casty is like the flavor of the day,
James,
the week,
should it pick?
The month.
So the problem with Casty is that we know he can go ice cold.
They all can. He can go icer.
No, I know, but like Bohm goes less ice cold than Castellanos.
That's a proper use of the word.
Yeah. I don't trust Alec Bohm anymore.
Look, I'm conflicted. It was Bohm the vast majority of the season until he got hurt.
I want to phrase the question differently.
I don't like this hand.
All right, hold on. We're going to make this our Twitter poll. We'll get to that shortly. But I want to phrase the question this way. Because I want Rob Thompson to know this year, if someone struggles, you can, you know, change during the postseason.
That's the biggest thing.
Here's my question on who bats fourth. Who should bat fourth in game one?
I'll go Castellanos in game one.
I think it should be Casty.
But I am very willing to move him out the moment he has
fair.
A double game work.
Chasing, all right, let's
if
move
he's
on.
Chasing pitches, out.
All right,
there you go. That's fine.
215-592. 215-592-9494. All of these decisions on the table for discussion, plus your sense of anticipation and enthusiasm. We'll get to the Eagles as well. We got a cool prize to give you today as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Be here if you can. Be with us all day on 94 WIP.
This year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. Go to FanDuel.com/John R, and it's amazing because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself, and you can pick as many as you like. You'll get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/John R, J-O-N-R, and bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Go to FanDuel.com/J-O-N-R to win big.
Well, it is a party, and you can certainly join it today here at Chickies and Pete's. Look, the real party, the real party is in 2 days. And hopefully the realest of real parties is in about 35 days, where maybe 2 to 3 million will be, you know, Broad Street and thereabouts in the Philadelphia area as there's a big old parade. But look, they got a lot of work to do. They got to win 11 games. It's a challenge. It's not, you know, it's not like... It's far from impossible, and not only is it far from impossible, the Phillies have a great shot. Now, odds-wise, they're in the third spot. Okay, the Dodgers and Yankees are considered teams with better odds than the Phillies, but let's be real. I mean, it's all right there, really close. They got to win three series. By the way, they won three series 2 years ago. They just happened to have to play four, and they ran out of steam at the end of four.
They know if they play their best baseball, they can win the world title.
There's
man.
No question. They can.
It's right
there's no,
there.
There's no
they
question.
They proved it all season
yeah,
long.
No question.
They were, you know, right there.
I know.
Right where they needed to be. This year felt different than the last couple.
It did feel different. They felt
no
better.
Doubt.
They felt
no
like
doubt
a better team.
It.
Now, I will say the Dodgers are great. The Yankees
sure.
are great. And,
sure.
and by the way, the Brewers are Mets, even though they're not great.
And the Padres.
Padres
yeah.
might
yeah.
beat the Dodgers.
Well,
what
no,
I think.
But
Padres
are,
I know. I'm just yeah. saying the Padres I'm, might beat the Dodgers. Padres are scary, too.
I am well aware. By the way, the Braves out. Get out. Stinking losers. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Douglasville kicks us off. Michael, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
Hey, so real quick, this will probably be my like last call until probably like Tuesday. So I just got to get a quick opinion. Last 2 years in the postseason, I've worn Victorino. Do I switch it up and go with a Casty jersey?
Man, these are tough calls.
You have to.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't win. I don't think it's that hard a call.
I do.
No. Why? Come on, man. They lost the last 2 years.
Well, first off, they went a lot further than
another jersey.
They went further than they have in 14 years or something.
He has a different jersey. And by the way, Cassidy's hot right now, even in the inter-squad scrimmage.
Look, Mike, here's my response when people bring up this ridiculousness. You got to change up. All right? Are they going to not have Bryce Harper on the team?
That's very true.
Uh-huh. Right? I mean, Bryce Harper, they didn't win with him the last 2 years. Should they get rid of him?
Seltzer?
tough guy Seltzer?
Yeah. Oh, look, honestly, I don't even wear – I don't do the same clothes thing or whatever. As far as I'm concerned, wear whatever you want. I don't think it really will make a difference.
It's a fun topic. All right, Mike, give me what you got on the actual team.
So I would say as far as pitching with Nola or Sanchez, I would kind of go based off of who we play. If we play the Mets, I would probably go Sanchez 2 and Nola 3. So that way, Nola gets the away start in New York, because I feel like the fans in New York
are
here with the matchup and everything. And then with Stott and Sosa, and as far as Rojas and even Marsh and all that, we did what we did throughout this season to win games. And the reason we had these guys sitting versus lefties is because we wanted to win games. Do we not want to do the same thing? So I get it. There might be a feeling aspect. You know, maybe they feel some way about it. But at the same time, you just got to look them in the eye and just be like, listen, this is what we did all season long so that way we could win as many games as we could.
I really don't worry about the feelings, Mike. I really don't, especially with a guy like Bryson Stott. Look, he's still a relatively young player. He's not Ryan Sandberg at second base 10 years into his career. All right? He's not Chase Utley. So, you know.
He's also tough-minded. I mean, you can tell Bryson Stott is able to roll with some punches.
He did it all year.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not worried about that. All right, Mike, appreciate the call. Let's get to Dennis right now. He's calling from Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis. Dennis is...
How the hell are you doing today, son? We didn't get it.
Let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's going on, Patrick?
How the hell are you doing today, son?
There it is. Well done, sir.
Very well done.
Dennis is a good dude, man.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Good morning, everybody. I'm fired up. Listen, I'm going to... Topper's not going to make all these changes. Like, first of all, you know, I go Nola. I'd like Bohm hitting ahead of Harper.
Whoa, you mean behind Harper?
I'm sorry, behind Harper. Yeah,
in the cleanup spot.
Yep.
Yeah, and
that's problematic.
But they did it the majority of the season.
Yeah,
I know,
was the main guy.
Lately, it's been different. He has been different.
No, I mean,
I'm not encouraged by the whole, you know, hand and the return sense.
Yeah, he has not looked as great. Obviously,
I'm really simple on the four-hole hitter. I'll change six times if I have to in the playoffs. I just want whoever's swinging the hottest stick.
100%.
I actually think it might be Nick Castellanos.
I think it's going to be.
I don't know about that, James.
It's been Castellanos the last 3 weeks or month or whatever. I think it'll be that.
He's been, as unlikely as that sounds, because last year I thought that he couldn't see. I thought that he needed like medical attention because he was swinging at stuff that was so far.
But he was also great. But he was great until he wasn't.
Well,
I mean, he was incredible in the postseason last year until he wasn't.
I just can't help but be a fan of Nick Castellanos' work ethic and in-game performance. He comes up big.
Well,
at times
when
other guys don't.
But there are times like either James or Rhea said, where when he gets cold, he's the coldest.
I understand, but he's hot now,
and that's saying something.
He's hot,
but he was also hot when he had 3 home runs in 2 playoff games and then fell off a cliff.
All right, Patrick, we keep talking during your call. Go ahead.
I agree with Cassie goes too ice cold for me. But you know, the platooning at second base and platooning at center field, I think, is going to be super critical. And I just don't know. I can't see Topper making all these moves that we all want.
Well, that's
his
job.
He's going to do something. Well, I know, Joe, but I just still don't see that happening.
You don't trust him to be nimble, is what you're saying?
Actually, I guess I don't. No, I don't trust him to all of a sudden be kind of like moving and grooving.
Okay.
It's almost like Christmas. You know, you can have one present out of all these picks. you know, what's your Christmas present?
Well, listen, Patrick, it's an interesting way to look at it. We're going to have him on the show at 8 o'clock. I mean, obviously, I think that's the main, and Patrick, good call, that's the main topic. I mean, we'll go inside the specific, you know, issue by issue by issue by issue. But I think the main thing people are wondering is he going to be nimble? If Rojas is the guy out of the gate, but is 0 for 12, are you going to bench him? I would certainly hope the answer is yes.
What about, and we both want Nola to be the two starter, yep. But if he does go Sanchez in two, does that show you that maybe he's thinking a little
bit? Yes.
Yeah, that's oh, you know what I mean?
Like, sure.
This
he will this year. I really do.
Like, that would, as much as I want Nola in game two, I would see the Sanchez thing in a positive light from that perspective.
All right, so what Rob Thompson said about that, we're going to get to that next segment. Also, your chance today to win a pair of tickets to see Dane Cook. So let me tell you how. It's comedian Dane Cook with the fresh new flavor tour at the Met Philadelphia on October 12th. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Here's the deal. Today, you got to give us something red when you call. It's really easy. Just give us something red. Notable for being red. Well, I mean, obviously, based on the Phillies, we all get it. Red October, the whole deal. All right. So what else is red that is, you know, great? John Ritchie, really red, really great. Can have a little bit of other color sprinkled in, but I think it's got a prominent flavor of red. Best answer is going to win the Dane Cook tickets. John, what do you got?
Santa Claus.
That's a big
Santa
one.
Santa Claus is red. And by the way,
we've got
Santa Claus already, man. Santa Claus
because
is everywhere.
Of the playoffs? In stores.
Out and about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Earlier.
It has started the Christmas season with the shopping and all that. In Borgata, they got a whole section already delivered for all that. All right. Seltzer, give me a great answer, something red.
I'm going for it. So kiss a little longer, laugh a little longer, stay close a little longer, longer with Big Red.
Big Red.
That Big Red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on while you chew it. Say goodbye a little longer. Make it last a little longer. Make your fresh, long-lasting fresh breath with Big Red.
My God, that was good until the end.
I had to go for it, though, right?
It wasn't good.
It was like Castellano.
Are you kidding?
But the end was a disaster.
I would like to apologize to all of the animals out there.
I had to go for it.
That was tough.
I had to go for it. Ava gets it. Thank you.
Rhea, give me an answer to that.
I'm not going to sing Little Red Corvette.
Oh, well, you should. It's a great song.
Yes, but I'm not going to do that to people.
Look, there are so many notable things in society or beyond that are red. Give us great answers. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the tickets to see Dane Cook as we celebrate the return of Red October. All right, 215-592-9494. Conklin put something together for us yesterday that was phenomenal. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to Jaws, what he said recently to us about Jalen Hurts. Plus, Rob Thompson on the record yesterday on a couple key issues. We'll detail some of that next as well. Your phone calls, too. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, give us something red. And let's be pumped up for Red October on 94 from Chickies and Pete's on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
All right, broadcasting from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Love being here. It's always neat. It's a great spot, man. It's a great bar, great restaurant, the whole deal. Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. An all-day broadcast, well, at least that is until 7:30 tonight. Chickies and Pete's, your destination for all postseason action. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of it. This segment, you'll hear from Conklin, you'll hear from Jaws, you'll hear from Ron, you'll hear from Rob Thompson. So a lot going on here as we broadcast from Chickies and Pete's. All right, so the phones. Let's go to Dennis right now in Mount Laurel. He's ready to go. Good morning, Dennis.
Cameron, how are you doing today?
Doing well, buddy. Excited. Very excited, Dennis.
Absolutely. We should be. And I'll give you a trivia question. We haven't done one in a while at the end. I would go with...
It's like red meat for me, man.
I would go with Sanchez. Because Nola can pitch anywhere in the league. I'm not so sure that Sanchez can. It's all about matchups. I get that. But I would go with Sanchez in the second game.
Look, the you can trust Nola anywhere thing is a compelling argument. I mean, it really is. It's a very compelling argument.
I mean, he strikes people out. He goes 6-7 innings. I think he's equally good on the road as he is at home. He doesn't have a lot of emotion. That's a guy, it's like Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson went out there, it didn't matter where Bob Gibson was pitching. He was the same Bob Gibson on the road as he was at home. And that's why I think you got to go with Sanchez.
You know, what, Dennis, is really ironic about this, man? Nola was a guy, I would say, and I'm going to go past when they clinched the wild card and he was on the mound and 6 2/3, I believe, close to no hit innings.
He was perfect until he gave up a hit.
Okay, in like the sixth.
Yeah,
or something.
I think he went 6 2/3 perfect. Yeah, if I remember
correctly. That's amazing. But I'll even go past that. I think the moment where Nola solidified himself in the eyes of fans.
Was that next game?
As someone you can trust was game two against the Braves.
St. Louis.
Against St. Louis.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
I totally agree with you, Joe. Yeah. Totally agree with you.
Because he was awesome. And then
like six shutout in that
and
one, too.
And then his next outing was great. Now, he did tail off at the end of the 2022 playoffs. He wasn't a disaster, but he wasn't as sharp. But he is someone a lot of people have a lot of faith in. Dennis, give me that trivia question you got. I'm ready for an early hammer victory.
I think you could figure this one out. In the history of baseball.
Well, I don't need to figure it out. I'll just know it. But go ahead.
Who are the three men with the highest, you don't have to get them in order, but that would be a plus for you. Who are the three men with the highest OPS in baseball history?
Wow. I will go with...
So you'll be guessing.
I will be guessing. I will go with Misters Williams, Bonds, and Ruth.
Two out of three ain't bad, Hammer.
All right.
So Ruth and Bonds are definitely there.
No. Babe Ruth won.
Yep.
Ted Williams, 2,
yep.
And Lou Gehrig, 3.
Yeah.
Over Bonds. Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. I think Bonds was 4th or 5th.
He probably was. Dennis, give me a great answer for what's got a lot of red.
Well, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what color your skin is, no matter what nationality you are, you still bleed red blood.
Red blood. Wow, that's a big answer. I mean, that is a... Yeah. We don't have that. We don't got
Ming
life.
The Merciless doesn't bleed red blood.
Who's that?
Ming the Merciless, remember at the end of...
remember, you know he doesn't remember.
What was that? Ming the Merciless. It was Flash Gordon.
Oh, man.
That movie,
you know Joe
Flash
would never know.
Gordon.
This is... You're like, remember?
Like,
you know Joe is... Joe might not... Have
that
you ever
was,
seen Flash Gordon?
Can I tell you what, you know, tell you what I know about Flash
movie.
Gordon?
Yeah.
It was
well,
on over
sure.
and over and over back in the day, so I thought maybe you...
That's possible.
The only thing I know about Flash Gordon, two things. One, Tom Gordon's nickname was Flash Gordon.
Sure was.
And two, that in the movie Ted, they talk extensively about Flash Gordon.
Oh, really?
That's my knowledge.
Did you get
Flash.
Any of it? You're more of a Commissioner Gordon guy, aren't you? There
man.
You go.
Love Commissioner. And by the way, the best Gordon ever is Gordon from Sesame Street.
I agree.
I mean, that Gordon, I love Gordon and Maria.
Warm and
they were
kind.
Wonderful.
They were great.
Just a wonderful man.
All right, so another wonderful man, but not as wonderful as Commissioner Gordon, Flash Gordon, or
I didn't say Commissioner Gordon was wonderful.
Commissioner Gordon was good.
I was just throwing
he
him there as a
like
Gordon.
A good guy.
You know?
He seemed like he did good
I think it depends on
things.
The Commissioner Gordon we're talking about.
All right, so I think a good guy is Joe Conklin, but he'll take a bite out of someone if he needs to.
And he
took a bite out of the Eagles this week. Let's listen. Conklin put something together for us this week that is fantastic. Sums up how a lot of his field, now maybe not everybody, but a lot of his field that Conklin is on point with this one. Let's listen to Joe Conklin.
Like we need to reevaluate Jalen Hurts and, quite frankly, this entire team.
You're right, Merle. Maybe they just ain't that good.
We thought this was a good team, but they don't make many good team plays.
True that.
They stink. Smell the odor, so much odor. I long for those Super Bowl days with a coach like Nick. Sirianni is overmatched. This team's up a creek.
Hurts looks lost.
So many things that Hurts can't do, baby. And you know it's true. This team, this quarterback, they ain't that good. They overvaluated their talent. Tell Howie they just ain't that good. And Sirianni don't coach like he should. Well, they just ain't that good. Hurts insists on holding on to the football.
Except when he's turning it over to the other team.
Game we gave him that big deal. Hurts has taken our team south. Need someone better at the wheel. Hurts turns the ball over all day long. Defense missing tackles all day long. Woo! They ain't that good. Tell Howie
they just ain't that good. And Sirianni don't coach like he should. Well, they just ain't that good.
Look, great work by Conklin, obviously. I mean, look, he's a maestro of this stuff. And hopefully he is wrong, and I, so to speak, am wrong in thinking they're not that good. I mean, hopefully they can get it together. It's notable that, you know, I heard yesterday that a bunch of times in recent years when the Eagles have been 2-2, they've made the playoffs. So it's like, but also I will say this. Being 9-8, let's say, if they are this year, like they were in 2021, and you get smoked in the first round of the playoffs, that's not the goal, and that's not acceptable. That's not really going to make anyone really be in a good mood. I mean, it gives you a little bit of a glimmer of hope in December and early January, but that's not the goal. So they got to play a lot better. Now, I will say this. Jaws said something to us this week that I was really fascinated by. We'll get to that in one moment. But, James, how great was that by Conklin?
Unbelievable. You can always see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. He'll be at the Cherokee High School on Saturday, October 26th, at the Media Theater on State Street and Media, Saturday, November 16th. It's the story of Philly sports through music. You can get tickets at joeconklin.com. Plus, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 at Parks Casino this Thursday, October the 3rd. That's today. See Joey Vega from the Comedy on the Road. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, including free drinks. Free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
It's a great work by Conklin, who always nails it and obviously did again there. So let's get to Jaws. So, you know, obviously the Conklin thing, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I don't think they're that good, but we're also poking a little fun and trying to give you a laugh. But I was really struck when we talked to Jaws earlier this week. This, what you're about to hear was about 10 minutes into a conversation. We had already covered a lot. We'd already covered Nick. We'd already covered Jalen, the defense. But near the end of the conversation, Jaws just kind of, you could tell where his mind primarily is. You could tell where he thinks the biggest problem lies. I mean, I'm inferring that, but it's what I think. Here's Jaws the other day with us. He's going to get to Jalen Hurts.
I will say this, Jaws. The coach and quarterback, though, better both pick it up quick or they're not going to be here long.
Yeah, you know, I think Jalen is my concern because, you know, that guy's got unbelievable talent. And for some reason, there's just a demeanor about him right now that I don't know, makes me think there's something going on. And I'm seeing something that's not there, but he's not playing up to the ability we know he can play. 2 years ago, he was a top three quarterback. Now he's probably not. He's probably a middle of the pack quarterback based on performance. And you know, maybe we'll see when AJ come back. We'll see when Devontae come back if he can get back. But you know, I think the weapons of this offense are some of the best in the National Football League. Now we'll see if Jalen can lead them.
Look, obviously he didn't get to play with some of the best weapons the last, you know, 2 weeks or so. 3 weeks when you include A.J. Brown, I believe, 3 games. But he's got to pick it up. Look, you can respond and react at 215-592-9494 on the Eagles thing. I have been struck through the week, like on Monday after that game when we did a poll, you know, biggest problem, defense, Sirianni or Hurts. And the leading vote getter was Sirianni. I don't think that's right. I think the biggest problem is Hurts. But everyone's entitled to their opinion. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Speaking of polls, let's get to two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With the all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse, it has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Who would you rather the Phillies play in the NLDS? It's a game three today. If you missed it yesterday, the Brewers scored 3 runs in the 8th inning to come back on the Mets and win that game. So Rhys Hoskins' season is still alive.
They got the momentum, Joe.
Well,
they were the only one to last. Remember the stat we talked yesterday?
Know. Yep.
The only one that didn't sweep. The stat is pretty wild.
It is incredible.
Went the other way. And
yeah, there's a lot of
Brewers.
Sweeps. So, all right, who would you rather play, Brewers or Mets? Obviously, there's pros and cons both ways, Brewers and Mets. Who would you rather play? Second poll question. Who should bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper in game one of the playoffs? All right, game one of the playoffs, who should bat behind Bryce? We got 3 choices. We got Alec Boehm. We got Nick Castellanos. We got JT Realmuto. We put them in alphabetical order. Who should bat cleanup? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Darnell right now.
The thing that's tricky about this is Nick Castellanos. I don't know that you even have to throw him strikes like that. I have seen him in a place where, my gosh,
I know
no strikes and he strikes himself out. That drives me crazy. And now that we're like getting closer.
I know.
Now that we're getting closer, that's what sticks out more than anything. But here's
But here's something that also sticks out. When he's hot, he gets hotter than the other two.
He absolutely does. He has been the savior of this team, not just this season, but last season also. When everyone else is just in a different key, he shines somehow. Like, he, even though he has given us some horrendous at-bats over the last few seasons, he, when everyone else is at their worst, somehow manages to, like, carry us
and get
us through.
Hey, make sure, of course, you be here at Chickies and Pete's any and every time you can. It's an amazing spot. Obviously, in October, it's going to be going crazy with Red October. Today, a great Red October rally. Be here if you can today. Enjoy the new Kelsey combo at Chickies, created by Jason. It includes crab fries, a barbecue burger, and garage beer. All right, to the phones. Darnell in West Philly. Hi, Darnell.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all going this morning?
Doing well, Darnell.
All right. I took you up on your offer. Joe, I called back again today.
Nice. Good man.
Thank you.
Good man. What if I didn't mean it? What if I was just joking? I guess it's too late for me. Right?
Whoops.
No, I meant it, Darnell. All right, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Hey, so we're on the Phillies, man. It doesn't matter who we play. As long as our bats are where they need to be, I think we got a great chance against anybody. And people are panicking about whether we play the Mets or whoever we play. Listen, you got to beat the best to be the best. So there's no, you know, this is it. We're in Red October, and it's time to do what we got to do.
And by the way, sometimes you don't have to beat the best to be the best.
Yeah, I don't care about beating the best in this tournament. Yeah,
I mean, you know what, like, I'll take the easiest path that we can possibly get.
Yeah, that'll lie down right for me.
Lie down in front of me.
Please.
I mean, that does happen sometimes.
It does.
It really.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Ray,
you know who got really jobbed by not getting that beautiful opportunity? Was John Chaney. All five times that Chaney got to the Elite
Eight,
he faced either a one or a two seed.
Two.
And
most of the teams went on to win, I feel like, too.
Sometimes you get a six. You get an 8, you get a 4, you get a 10.
The Duke one broke my heart. I mean,
the 88 one?
Yeah. I was a freshman for the Michigan State one.
Yeah, to be fair, Temple was the one that year.
Yes, they were.
But the other 4 years.
32-1, I think, the whole year.
Yeah,
I was a freshman the Mateen Cleaves year.
Well, that's
like, that was
one.
My freshman year at Temple. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe this is happening.
He never
to me
got
as a
help.
Freshman. And
never got help. All right. Darnell, go ahead, buddy.
Real quick, Joe, you know, some fan bases mindset is totally different. When I was driving for Lyft like 7 years ago when Brady was at his prom, I had a customer trying from Boston, and I said, hey, did you go to the parade? He was like, no, I'm going to go next year.
Oh, that's
I'm
brutal.
Like, just the mindset of a winning town, like, is just so totally different.
No, you're right.
Can you imagine that?
You're right.
Wow. No, I can't. I actually can't imagine. That doesn't
that's
process.
Okay. I didn't make the parade.
It doesn't process
next year.
For me.
I'll get to it next year.
But let me just say this one thing. I'm going to say this. There might be a lot of people that don't like to hear it. I'm going to be honest. Okay? Game 4 of the 2022 World Series, I could tell that the crowd was tired. We had all been out of our minds for 3 weeks screaming and yelling and cheering and all that. And I just remember game 4. Now, granted, they got no hit, but I remember
I don't know if it was tired more than it was tight.
No, I remember being tired, and I remember looking around and seeing tired people before the game.
We're coming off that 7-0 romp. Everyone in the city's losing their mind.
It's hard to sustain it sometimes.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
It can be really – all right.
And then to Rhea's point, it can get tight
with the history, that's for sure. Darnell, give me an answer here. What's red?
Yeah, well, this one, you never think of this person without being in red. No other color this person can wear. Santa Claus.
Santa's already been said. Give me a different answer.
Oh, has? Yep. Oh, man. Red October.
Has already been said. You got one more shot.
Oh, goodness gracious. Blood has already been said.
Yeah?
I don't know, man.
All right, Darnell, great call, man. Keep the calls coming. Good work. All right, let's get to Rob Thompson. So he will actually join us on the show at 8 o'clock. But prior to that, let's give you a taste of some of what he said yesterday. And I think the most notable thing was on the second starter issue. Now, he did not declare who it would be. I will tell you, based on what you're about to hear, I'm of the mindset that he's leaning toward Christopher Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to Rob Thompson yesterday.
As far as that number two, game two starter, I guess what are the factors there? Obviously, with the way the schedule sets up, you know, whoever pitches game two could come back and throw a lot of innings in game five if there was one, and if you needed them to back up Wheeler. I guess what are all the factors you're going to be looking at?
Well, I think it depends on the team we're playing. I factor in the talk around town is Sanchez home and road splits. So you got to factor that in. I mean, he's just so much better at home. Plus the fact you can have the ability to break up the right-handed starters and you break up the left-handed starters. And, you know, you got a guy in Nola that can, he's calm and cool. It doesn't matter where he's pitching. So I think a lot of those things are in play and they're things to have a conversation about and try and come up with a collective decision.
That means Christopher Sanchez.
Like blatant.
Wow.
I don't even think you can interpret it any other way.
He told us.
I think so.
He just said Christopher Sanchez is starting game two.
Like, I think so.
And it's because Aaron Nola can go out and do this anywhere.
Well, that's part of it. But I want to play.
Can't.
John, I want to play another piece of audio because I think the road and home split is a huge factor.
I think it really matters.
Listen to Rob Thompson talking somewhat extensively yesterday about that issue, and I think you'll understand this is a huge element for him of why I think he's going Sanchez.
Kind of earlier in the season, maybe you were asked a few times about the Christopher Sanchez home road splits, and I think you mentioned before that maybe you thought it was something that was more just random and didn't have a ton of significance behind it. But as the season's kind of gone on, and now these games matter way more, how much more significance do you have to put behind that, and how much more do you take it into account?
Well, I think early in the year, you don't have a lot of games under your belt. But as time goes on, it's a thing, I think. There's just a lot of innings there that you can look at and say, well, maybe this is a thing. And I think at times, most of the time, I think those numbers go back and forth from year to year. It's like, a guy's got a better ERA in day games than he does in night games, or vice versa. Like, I don't know how much that is real, but with Sanchez's innings and starts that he's had this year, there is some reality to this.
I mean, that's pretty telling.
Yeah. Christopher Sanchez game two.
Very straightforward, it feels like to me. Like, I don't think, normally we're like, let's parse this audio. I don't think we need to.
All right, we'll see if Rob Thompson's ready to truly declare it, because he joins us on the show today at 8 o'clock. Jason Kelce with us for an hour starting at 7:30. You can be here as well. 215-592-9494. It's Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We broadcast as a station until 7:30 here today. 7:30 at night, that is. Chickies and Pete's, your destination for all postseason action. Ben Davis joins us next. Bunch of calls as well on 94 WIP.
Head to Dogs and Cats Rule for a new fashionable coat, maybe a warm fleecery pet as the weather starts to change. Dogs and Cats Rule, they also have Halloween themed toys, collars, harnesses, and treats. Now, even though the weather's starting to turn a little bit cooler, fleas and ticks are still out there. Protect your pet at Dogs and Cats Rule by asking their knowledgeable staff about all natural remedies with no toxins. We know fresh is best when it comes to pet food, and the lead dog, George Perante, says when it comes to fresh, they've got it all. Gently cooked, freeze-dried, dehydrated, or air-dried. At Dogs and Cats Rule, they have the best trained staff to help you. So maybe if your pet has dietary restrictions or allergies, they can help you figure out what is best so your pet can live their best lives. Dogs and Cats Rule, 7 neighborhood locations, Princeton and Pennington in New Jersey, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell in Pennsylvania. Online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.